Hello, everyone, and welcome here to week 7 of Coach's Shows here on 103.9 KNZA. I'm Krenden Prophet here alongside head coach of the Donovan West Mustangs. It is John Palino. This Donovan West Mustangs locker room chat is brought to you by Bedina State Bank, Farmers Union Midwest Agency, April Heim, and Triple L Tire. Well, the Mustangs earning their first win here of the season last Friday, and more importantly, it's their first district win here this season against a Marhill Mount Academy team they lost to by a close score last year. This time, it's the Mustangs that squeeze it out and come out on top 12-7. Coach, what can you tell me about that massive district win last Friday there for your team?
Our defense held tight. They believed and they made it happen. It was, our defense was firing. You know, they watched some film, they believed, and they went out there and did what needed to be done.
And then talking about your offense is, again, you just keyed onto your defense, but your offense, again, 12 points in the victory. Catcher Peterson had a 7-yard rushing touchdown, but not only the freshman, but also his brother, the senior brother leading quarterback there on the team, a 35-yard touchdown pass to Michael Albers. What can you tell me about not only just those two brothers alone, but also the offense there for you last Friday?
We finally got our ground game going. The offensive line was moving. We got some north-south running going, and, you know, the ground game, obviously, you know, when you get one part of the game going, it opens up the other part. So, you know, it ended up working out for us. Coulter threw a absolute laser to Michael Albers right to his hands. Mike caught it in stride, and that's all it took. And it was homecoming night, so, you know, we were a little extra fired up there, so.
So you're talking about being a little extra fired up this season. You capture your first district win as well as your first win of the season. Last season, not getting a district win, but this year, you get it. I mean, this is a huge win for your team. What kind of momentum does this kind of push forward here in this season here for your team?
That we can do it. The boys realize they can do it, you know. Hopefully they carry it into Riverside, who's a tough opponent, and they believe. So we believe this week. So they just needed to be shown one time they could do it, and hopefully it keeps them going.
Well, as John Palino, head coach of Donovan West Mustangs, just mentioned, Riverside this week here on the road here for Donovan West. We'll talk more about it in segment number 2 here on Week 7 Coach's Shows. Segment number 2 here on 103.9 at KNZA here with head coach of the Donovan West Mustangs, John Palino. I'm Krenden Prophet. This Mustangs Locker Room Chat brought to you by Bedina State Bank, Farmers Union Midwest Agency, April Heim, and Triple L Tire. Well, Donovan West Mustangs again earning their first win of the season last Friday, now 1-5 on the season, as well as here getting, again, as I mentioned, their first district win, now 1-2 in the district. But another district opponent here on the horizon this Friday against Riverside. Big matchup. Coach, what can you tell me about this game?
We got to be physical. We got to be ready to play. They have enough guys to platoon in and out on their offensive defensive line and keep guys fresh. So we just got to control the clock a little bit and, you know, fight. Just got to be physical. Got to out physical them. Got to fight them. Got to control the clock a little bit and got to play our game, and that's about it.
We talked about building momentum off of your first win here of the season last Friday. Well, this is a Riverside team that lost their opening game of the season in 21-0 shutout to Jackson Heights. Since then, they have won 5 consecutive wins. What's it going to take here for your team to fire out quickly against a team that is rolling off a lot of heat so far?
To get the run game going. Get the run game going, control the clock a little bit. So.
And again, as well, you're talking about the Cyclones team that you will face here this Friday. It was 0-0 against Troy last week for them up until the third quarter, where Riverside came out with 21 points in that quarter. How are you going to limit those big consecutive drives there from the Cyclones, not allowing them to string together all that work and success?
Bend and don't break. If you bend and don't break, philosophy kind of been our philosophy all year. Bend, don't break, limit the big plays, and you know, let the shorten the game up as much as possible.
Well, comparing this team to last season, again, last year is a loss of 4-8. What kind of are you looking at this Riverside team? I know they return a lot of starters, a lot of players. What kind of similar things are you seeing here on the film room?
They're physical. They're a big physical team, and they'll come out and hit you in the mouth if you're not ready.
Well, Coach, again, I appreciate you taking time week to week here. Join me on these coaches' shows. Again, here, great first win of the season last Friday. Again, here with head coach John Palino of the Donovan West Mustangs. Coach, thank you for your time, as always.
Thank you.
Again, that was head coach John Polino of the Dauphin West Mustangs earning his first win of the season last Friday over Marhill Mount Academy, 12-7, 1-1 here in the districts, and taking on an undefeated district opponent this season in the 5-1 Riverside Cyclones here on the road.